Here's a bold prediction for you. AI will either build or kill your brand in 2024. It is absolutely the biggest driver towards authenticity in business. In this episode, we're talking about how to leverage the AI craze to drive your soulfit clients to you with ease.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
So here's some fun and interesting stats for you. According to Forbes magazine, 47% of companies currently use AI for at least one area of their business. Between 2022 and 2027, so that's a period of 5 years, AI-generated revenue is predicted to jump from $81 to $407 billion. That's billion with a B. 24% of business owners are concerned that AI will have a negative effect on their own website traffic, and we're going to talk about why that's actually not going to happen in this episode. And 44% of business owners plan to use AI to generate content. Listen up for how that will drive consumers to your business and actually help you to stand out from the crowd. Here's the thing, AI isn't going anywhere, so it's really important for us to understand it and to either work with it or work around it so that our businesses remain competitive. I see two camps in the AI consumer game. On one side, I see people using AI for all of their content creation. There are people writing their social media posts, blog posts, podcasts, lead magnets, and even writing books using AI. Then there are the people who are so terrified of it that they're not leveraging it at all. The thing is this, AI isn't going anywhere, and that's a good thing for us because it really will serve as the biggest thing that sets authentic creators apart from the crowd. And that's what leaning into your human design to create content and to know your message and to develop things in offers in your business is all about. Just the other day, I've spoken before about this really cool opportunity that I have to work with a developing company. I'm super excited for this. I'll be telling you that about it in the future. But I was speaking to the head of this company, and I've been hired to create educational and marketing content for this company. That's it. That's the entire job.
And I'm a person, not a robot.
You want to know why they chose me? They chose me because according to this company owner, you can feel the energy in my writing. When he gets an email from me, he can hear my voice as if I'm speaking through my writing. And he wants his customers to feel the same way. He explained that he gets so many pitches and reads so much AI-generated content that he was almost thrown off guard by my authentic writing style. And you can do that in your business too. In fact, you're going to have to do that if you want to stand out from the crowd in the next 3 to 5 years. I don't know if you've noticed the trend, but AI is not getting any smarter. When ChatGPT first came out, it was trained by extremely intelligent people, the cream of the crop as far as intelligent goes. So what AI does is it scans the field, so to speak, and delivers results based on all of the information that the algorithm provides. So now with 56% of people saying that they use AI daily, half of those people use it several times a day, AI is now scanning so much more information with their algorithm and picking up everyone's voice and everyone's content. And then what it's spitting back to us is based on all of that instead of based on these genius guys that were putting content in the first place, right? So I know when I'm using it, I see a huge difference when I'm prompting it now compared to just 3 months ago or 6 months ago, where I used to be able to ask one thing and think, oh my God, this is amazing to get my manifesting generator self started. It gives me something to respond to. Now I have to clarify at least 3 times to get to the root of what I'm asking. And oftentimes I give up in frustration. Again, manifesting generator thing. Now, yes, I could spend a whole lot of time training AI, and I may do that in the future, training AI to help me in my business. Now, yes, I could spend a lot of time training my AI system to recognize my voice, recognize my prompts, recognize how I write, all of those things. And I probably will at some point, because as a manifesting generator, I often use AI to get me started with ideas of things that I can create or questions people are asking around human design so that I can create content around that. I don't use it to create my content. There are several ways to use AI to support your authenticity in business rather than to replace you. So check out episode 14 of the Unjaded podcast. It's all about how to use AI without it stealing your voice for ideas on how you can use AI according to your human design type. And just know that you being 100% you is the thing that's going to draw your people to you. They're not going to be drawn to your AI-generated content like they will to the stuff that comes from the heart of who you are. And where do you find that kind of content? That's in your human design. That's where we find your purpose, your message, your tone of voice. When you speak from this place, you can't help but show up authentically, and it will set you apart from the crowd now more than ever. I guarantee it. So yes, there is a place to use AI. But what I'm seeing is that the people who are generating AI content and using it to create everything, you can always tell. If you look at a piece of content and it's like, oh my God, that is so flat. Guaranteed it's AI. I mean, there are so many of us that just are like, boom, that's AI. Boom, that's AI. And we're not interested in it. It doesn't mean you can't use it. I think it is an excellent tool to be able to listen to episode 14, because I don't want to go through all of that information here again if you already have listened to that and then be repeating myself. But it really talks about how to use AI in your business as a projector, as a manifesting generator, as a manifester, as a reflector. How can you use AI to support you in being 100% authentic in your business? Because that 100% authenticity is what's going to draw your people to you. I guarantee it. If you want to see how this works in real life and find your own voice, your first step is to schedule a human design reading with me. Now, I'm going to tell you that they're pretty scarce right now because I have started this new position and I am building my business and I am writing my book and I'm in a copywriting course and delivering a copywriting course. My time for readings is pretty tight in my schedule, but we will make it work. If you're ready to make it happen and to really dive into the soul of who you are, understand your gifts, know what you came here to do, then we'll make it happen. We spend about 75 minutes together and we dive into all of the intricacies, all of the nuances of you and who you're here to be in this life. Because your purpose is not what you do, it's who you be. And when you speak from that place, you'll build your business faster than anyone in the world building with an AI-generated voice. I promise you that. Life is going to kick you around. AI may feel like it's kicking you around a little bit in your business, but trust me, you have nothing to worry about, my friend. Stay unjaded.